But as we move along, I think we have two messages that will be delivered to us. One would be by retired Judge Claudia Morcom. She has the information I have. It's much longer than what I can say, but mostly she has been quite involved in providing legal representation for freedom riders to the international issues of U.S. wars, racism, torture, and the Cuban Five, and also at the U.N. Committee on Human Rights in Geneva, Switzerland, in 2005, she condemned torture in Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo, Iraq, and the citizens of New Orleans after Katrina. So she's quite an activist, and I would like you to welcome Claudia Morcom with her message.
Thank you very much, and I want to say it makes me so proud to see this crowd having grown from the last few times that I've been either in Atlanta when we were there for the support of the lawyers at the time of the oral argument, or when we were in Washington, D.C. after the big march that we had there. I'm here actually representing two organizations, and I'm bringing you greetings from both of them, and they were the ones that sent me to the United Nations, Switzerland first, a couple years ago. One is the Mikkeljohn Civil Liberties Institute, which is a think tank and an institute that works for human rights and peace law. And the second, of course, is the International Association of Democratic Lawyers. And this is an organization of lawyers and jurists and organizations from 96 nations around the world, and coming from different social and cultural backgrounds, but who have consultative status with the United Nations, from UNESCO, and from the children's group, which I can't remember the letters. UNICEF, thank you very much. And they have permanent representatives in four different countries, in Geneva, in Paris, in Vienna, and of course, New York City. I was with Lennox Hines, who's one of the vice presidents of IADL, if I may use the alphabetical term, and is also a professor at Rutgers University. And I gave him the copy of the video of the trial and also the one on Posado. He is teaching a course in international terrorism, and he said, I'll be so happy to talk about this and show this to my students. Now, IADL is an organization that works for the same goals that the United Nations does. It's a group bringing lawyers from different countries together to try to reach agreement on the international rule of law. They also are lawyers who represent, lawyers and judges, who represent not just human rights issues, but workers' issues, and for the working class. They have sent me with the group to Egypt, to Palestine, to Jerusalem, to Ramallah, at a time when there were so many Palestinians that were being held, just like we're doing them after 9/11, who had no lawyers, didn't know what charges were being brought against them, and were being kept out in the desert. It was a horrible situation. If you have noticed, every time that there is a hearing, either before the courts or anywhere else on the Cuban Five, they have a representative group of members of the IADL, and when we were in Atlanta, they were from Belgium, from the United Kingdom, from Italy, from Germany, from Argentina, and of course the U.S., and they will continue to be there to be observers to see what this country, who alleges that they are a democracy and that justice for all, equal protection of the law, just how they have been reacting, and as many of the previous speakers have said, the duplicity in their saying they have a war against terrorism and they're harboring terrorists in Miami. All of us know that. So I want you to know that you have the strong support of IADL. Jitendra Sharma is the president of the organization, and we will be here at every step if there's anything we can do. And again, good luck to Leonard and to all of you who've been working so hard for the release of the 10. We'll be speaking again tomorrow about some of the ideas that all of us have about where do we go next and what are we going to do. Thank you.